Most of us go right to nature when we think about how we visualize God's glory. Even non-believers are drawn to nature. It's hard to deny. I'll be showing different scriptures as we go, starting with the next slide. I would love you guys to read those out loud with me. I hope the font is big enough for the seeing impaired in the back. If not, just enjoy those of us who can see them. So starting here, and just as we're reading these scriptures, you guys, just really take in and realize how much of scripture talks about God's glory. The seas have lifted up, Lord. The seas have lifted up their voice. The seas have lifted up their pounding waves, mightier than the thunder of the great waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea. The Lord on high is mighty. Psalm 93. So I also see his glory in the repetition of the surf. When life gets rough for me, for years I have headed over to the coast because I just love to watch waves just keep coming in, regardless of what I've gone through, what I'm going through, or will go through. He's on it. Life just continues to happen all around us. His glory is definitely in that. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Majestic mountain ranges, right? Here we are. They make us feel so small, so insignificant in comparison. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the whole world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Psalm 92. Raging waters. Powerful, right? Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. Let the rivers clap their hands. I love that. Psalm 98:1-8. How about glassy waters? Like time is standing still. We need more stillness, you guys. Have you figured that out yet? And his glory is definitely found there by the renewing of our minds. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. Psalm 23:1-2. How about a good sunrise or sunset? Those reek of his glory. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Psalm 113:3. And recognize this particular scene from right out our window here. How about the changing of the seasons? Those are a good reminder of his glory. Then God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night, and let them be the signs for the seasons. Genesis 1:14. Good summer shot. Our distinct California seasons are definitely a reminder. We're starting to get the colors up here in where are we? Yeah, Tahoe. He refines and recreates us from one season of life to the next. And then there's this beautiful blue creation, which is over 4.5 billion years old. 4.5 billion years old. God's glory is so far beyond us, you guys. Then God said, let the waters below the heavens be gathered into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Genesis 1:9-10. Outer space, right? We're going to have some great stars tonight. Most of us are only going to see outer space through telescope or NASA photography. God's perfect orchestration that keeps us from freezing or from burning up. I'm pretty sure that's glory there. Praise him, sun and moon, praise him, all stars of light. Psalm 148:3. So in 2013, some of you may know that NASA discovered something that God has always known, and that's that stars make noise, resonating like a huge musical instrument. And I don't know if you have heard Pastor Louis Giglio's blending of whales and a pulsar making a rhythm, a star making a rhythm, and then Chris Tomlin's song, How Great Is Our God. It will floor you. It is unbelievable. And so God is hearing his creation all the time, not just us. This weekend, we're going to be joining in with all that. But Giglio talks about how God even hears a rose open, right? He hears his creation. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of his mouth. Psalm 33:6. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Jeremiah 1:5. We can't deny his glory when it comes to newborn life. For you formed my inward parts. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Psalm 139:13-14. God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing with which the water teems and that moves about in it according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Genesis 1:21. When I was doing this, I was noticing, you probably have too, how many glory scriptures are Genesis or Psalms? It's just... So as with God's glory in nature, landscapes, his glory also, the miracle of life, makes existence hard for non-believers as well. So nature is one of those, and when you really get into DNA and his creation of new life, it's a tough one. Kittens, right? His masterpiece. His masterpiece. And then here's a token slide for you dog people. Then God said, I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. Genesis 1:29. His glory revealed in his creation, nourishing his created. God's glory is also captured in our weather, right? And God said to Noah, this is the sign of the covenant I am making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Genesis 9:12-15. The Lord thundered from heaven. The voice of the Most High resounded. We serve a creative God, you guys. Every day we have visual and audible reminders of this. But not everybody can see. Not everybody has hearing. But we're all created with hearts. We're all created with souls. And God's glory is powerfully revealed to each of us through our heart connectedness with him. Just want to, can you guys read this in the back? Patty, you're the only one that said no. Everybody said yes. You can? Can you guys read it? Yes. Let's just read this. Give my voice a break.
If the human race was suddenly left blind, the sun would continue to shine by day and the moon by night. If we were suddenly struck dead, birds would continue to sing and brooks to babble. And if we were suddenly struck with a disease of God would continue to exist as his most glory. Our belief in the divinity of God has nothing to do nor takes anything away from his glory, any more than our sight or hearing commands the sun and the birds. But if we were suddenly struck by disobedience, self-conceit to steal God's glory, even then he would remain undiminished. God's glory is his and his alone, and with no other share.
That gave me chills to hear you guys do that, and he is loving that. He is loving this. So what about his powerful glory displayed in allowing us to surrender our lives to him? There's one. To inherit the indwelling of his spirit and eternal life with him. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36:26. Or his glory in the joy we experience when one of our prodigal children returns to the Lord. It's often so easy to see his glory shown in answered prayer, but we should also expect to see it in seemingly unanswered prayer. Even if we don't see it, he's answering it according to his will. And let's not miss his glory in our giggles. We're going to have one or two of those this weekend. Or in the total abandon of the hearts of children. Or is glory in the healing power and tenderness of hugs, benefits for both the hugger and the huggy? Or in the realization that no relationship can stand without his involvement? Glory when witnessing the endurance of relationships that honor him decade after decade. We see his glory evidenced in our health, right? But even more so, it's evidence when we're clinging to health and to him at death's door. We can only imagine the most ultimate display of his glory awaits those of us who call him Savior, eternity with him in heaven. All that does not glorify him will be gone forever. If God would bestow such beauty upon our fallen world, can you imagine what splendor he will lavish on the heavenly city he is preparing for those of us to live in for all eternity? That's a quote from Dr. Robert Jeffress. So you guys, let's just make a point this weekend to look for his glory in our life, to get our minds off of things that are not going well at work, in our families, in our relationships, and just really welcome him in. Let's pray. Jesus, we just love you so much. You are overwhelming to us. And you brought 113 women up the hill this weekend, and we are looking forward to what you have in store for us. So open our eyes, open our ears, open our hearts, our souls, and draw us toward you. In your precious name.